Have you ever seen one of those machines that some people have at home for reducing the bulk of garbage or trash?
A compactor? Yes.
Do you have a name for a very large garbage can?
We call them bins. Well, because of the enormous amount of debris that they will carry, we call them bins.
Would you call it just a thing around your house? Would you call that a bin?
Well, we call them garbage cans because that's all I use here. We got three out there. Sometimes all three of them fill up. But we don't have a compactor. My sister has a compactor. She has one of those, I guess it's Kenmore from Sears. And it works very well. But I can compact my own because I know how to do that. When I have a box, I just tear it into small pieces and force it into a bag, and you get the same results. Because when you have money enough to do the other side.
What about the large trash containers behind stores that have to be emptied and moved by heavy trucks? What do you call
those? Well, those are really bins. Now, that's the type of thing that BFI, American, SCA, Metro Waste, and all of the fellows who are in this business of collecting garbage all over the city, and they have this hooks that go into them and raise up, and this opening in this truck throws it right into it, and it's a very unique thing to look at. It's very interesting to watch, as it is with those units that we have, a very, what we call a composite machine, a compactor. It runs over wood and crushes metal and glass and you name it, and just pushes it as it goes along the plow in the front of it. We have two of them out at the penal farm. One costs about $89,000, and the other one, the smaller one, I think, runs about $79,000, something like that. We have two of those. They're very, very useful machines. As a result, we have the best landfilling operation of any city in the United States. And we had a showcase two weeks ago. We had some visitors from Indiana, Kentucky, and Illinois. And we really put on a show for them because it came at a time when I was working out there. Because I was the traffic man at the moment. Of course, these fellas came over and told my director that they really enjoyed looking at us, and they had never seen an operation that was more efficient and really done it like we did. So I just tapped the director and said, thank you, tell him, don't tell him I said so, but I know it. Well, we did a good job though. This thing is really something that more people really ought to know what it's all about. They just think that, you know, a lot of trash goes out and he just pushes over and buries it and that's it. But it's much more to it than that. We separate a lot of things. We know what's coming in. We have different shipments to go in certain areas and things of the sort. But this is big business. BFI is one of the biggest companies in the Browning Ferris Incorporated, Houston, Texas. So they're all over the country. I was thinking very strongly, since I know so much about this thing, that one of those supervisory jobs, they pay very well, to understand. They've got some guys who make as much as $500 a week who do nothing but just look after this type of thing. Sounds pretty good to me.